You are now listening to NIIT Radio.
So I'm back to talk about the view is worth the climb again. I'm going to subtitle this particular blog, Listen Naively. And let me start with a story. A number of years ago, I was discussing meeting. I was talking with a newly appointed head of training for a fairly sizable insurance company, and this person was new in the job, and I contacted him early on to say, look, I know you're going to this new job. Perhaps there are ways that I can be helpful to you in the context of helping you get your arms around what's going on, figuring out how to organize for success, figure out what you should be doing and not doing, how the company that I'm a part of could bring value to you, those sorts of things. And this person said, thanks very much, but I don't need any help. I know how to do this stuff. And so I went away. However, I continued to contact this learning leader over the course of the next year and a half, about once every 2 months. And a year and a half later, on a Thursday afternoon, I got a call from this learning leader, and he said, I need help. And I said, great, you know, let's talk about it. Let's get together. And he said, no, I really need help, and I need help now. I'm getting intense pressure from the businesses to take cost out, to become more relevant, to create more value, and I thought I knew how to do this, but I don't think I do. So I need to talk with you about this. So I said, okay, fine. How about I come see you next week sometime? And he said, no. How about I come see you tomorrow morning? And so he flew from a large city in the Midwest to a large city on the East Coast the next morning, and we talked and put together a strategy for him to get his arms around what was going on and put forth some ideas and some recommendations and some action plans with an associated business case. And he was thrilled. He left and went back to his large city in the Midwest and was excited about the opportunity to take control of his situation. On Tuesday, he called me again. And when I answered the phone, he said, hi, it's me, and it's too late. And I said, what do you mean it's too late? And he said, they shut me down. I guess I wasn't listening well enough to understand that this was a serious issue and that I should have reacted and done something sooner. So my point about listening naively, which is the subtitle to this blog, is that we as learning and HR leaders need to be listening to our customers. We need to be listening every day. We need to be listening naively. What I mean by naively is being open-minded about it, not having any preconceived notions, not being defensive, but listening to what they're saying. So when they're expressing dissatisfaction or they're talking about the fact that they get an allocation, whether they use your services or not, the fact that they're not terribly happy with the training that you deliver to their organization, or the fact that they're not satisfied with the cost of the training that you're suggesting to them. Those are all signs that in the business world, providers, suppliers, when their customers say those sorts of things, they listen to them and they in fact take some sort of action. I think we've had a history of just writing this stuff off in our, you know, in our area of training and development and saying, oh, well, you know, you're always going to hear that from the business folks because they don't really appreciate what we do and they always think it's too expensive and you know, and they just have to trust us that this is good stuff, it's good training, and they'll get some value from it. So my point here is that it's critically important to listen. It's critically important to ask. It's critically important to understand what your customers expect of you in crisp and quantifiable terms. If you haven't asked your customers what they expect of you, you should. And when I say customers, now I'm talking about senior executives who are paying the tab ultimately for the work that you do and the organization that you have and all the training that you develop or buy and deliver. So ask them what they expect. Document what they expect. Look across the executives, and I suspect that you will find that they have common expectations. And if that's so, then you ought to be able to put them into what I call an expectations map, a customer expectations map, that you can then use as the measurement system for how you're doing. And then go back and check with them periodically and say, look, you said some time ago that you had these expectations and you rated me a 4 on a scale of 1 to 7. You know, tell me where we are now. Are we improving? Are we not improving? And if we aren't improving, to what degree are we not improving? And those sorts of questions. Those are critically important questions. There are things you need to do as you run this activity called training and development. Remember, you know, you are spending a lot of money. You are entrusted with making certain that money is being spent on things that make a difference for the business. And if you're not doing that, then in my mind, you're underperforming and you're becoming irrelevant, and you might find yourself in the same shoes as that senior training person that I described earlier in my story. So, my advice, and look, I'm giving you this advice because I've seen it work. I know that it works. I've seen learning leaders do this quite effectively, and at the end of the day, they find themselves in a position where their customers are confident that when they invest in them, they are getting something back for that investment that is on par with other investments they make. Stay tuned for the next blog.
NIIT, Business Impact Accelerated.